Nathaniel, Nathaniel Riney, R-I-N-E-Y. This is 10-3. Put that face-to-face at 10-3-2025. Patient's date of birth is 6-8-45. Patient was seen today for the purpose of face-to-face evaluation. This face-to-face evaluation would be shared with the hospice medical director. So it's R-I-N-E-Y, Riney, and the first name is N-A-T-H-A-N-I-E-L, 5-8-46 is the date of birth, sorry. 46, so... This is a 79-year-old gentleman currently on hospice with cirrhosis of the liver. He also has blindness in one eye, essential hypertension, viral hepatitis, intermittent asthma, and Alzheimer's dementia, period, new paragraph. At the time of admission, the patient had lost 10 or 15 pounds. His MAC was at 27 centimeter, period. Patient is patient has a PPS of 40%. His FASD score is at 7C. He lives at 6000 Telephone Road and has a caregiver that and provider services that sees about him. He is mostly oriented to person. Sometimes he knows what place he's at, but mostly he's oriented to person only, period. Patient is at a high risk of fall, bowel and bladder incontinence. And a total ADL dependent with the help of the provider services. It's only with the help of the provider services that people can survive and live by himself. Let's see what else I want to say. Today's blood pressure was 110 over 68, or two side is at 94% on room air. Pulse is 80, respiration at febrile. His MAC is now 21.5 centimeter. I can't do it right now, but I haven't like, told him to wait. Are they on the phone?
Yeah,
I have to call him. 21.5 centimeter. Well, he started with a MAC of 27 centimeter, as I mentioned. His overall prognosis is quite poor. He's eating very little. He continues to lose weight. He has protein, calorie, malnutrition. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Which makes him eligible for hospice care at home at this time. Let me see if there's anything else I want to say. Patient is just, instead of putting patient has legal and blind in one eye, put patient is legally blind in both eyes, actually. He also has nebulizer available to him for his COPD that he uses 2 to 3 times a day with the help of the provider. Hang on. So that's the face-to-face on Mr. Nathaniel Riney. That's about all I'm going to say about him. Thank you so much.